what you are thinking. Most of the time, a deeper dive into your mind's patterns. What I've often seen in Vedic astrology is that the fifth house, its ruling planet, and the sun in your chart reveal a lot about your thought patterns and mental energy. These elements combine to shape not only your intellectual approach, but also your creativity, passions, and even romantic inclinations. Let me guide you through how each part of this cosmic trio impacts what you're likely thinking about most of the time. 1. The fifth house, core of your thoughts and creative energy. Intellect and creativity. In astrology, the fifth house is your center for mental energy and how you channel creative expression. If you find yourself deeply drawn to art, music, or conceptual work, it's likely because this house has strong influences that make you naturally creative. Romantic thoughts and joy. This house also governs romance and love. So if you're daydreaming about love, the fifth house has a role here. You're often thinking about joy, excitement, and even the thrill of speculative risks because this house fuels those desires. Judgment and speculation. When you weigh risks or have a gut feeling about something, that's your fifth house talking. It controls your ability to make calculated moves. So if you're drawn to areas that involve speculation, like investments, this house plays a big part. 2. The fifth lord, directing your thought patterns. The planet ruling your fifth house, known as the fifth lord, gives direction to your thoughts, focusing your intellectual energies. Its placement in your chart is like a map to understanding what captivates you mentally. If it's in the first house, you're often self-reflective, thinking about how you come across to others or how you express yourself. In the second house, family and security are big themes, and much of your thinking might be about values, traditions, or stability. In the third house, you're likely absorbed with learning, communication, and perhaps building specific skills that let you express yourself. In the 10th house, your career dominates your thoughts, guiding you to think about achievement, recognition, and success. Kesher 3, the sun, illuminating your sense of purpose and thought clarity. Self-esteem and purpose. The sun represents your soul and drives your sense of purpose. If your sun is strong and well-placed, you're likely confident and clear-minded, with thoughts that gravitate toward meaningful pursuits. When you feel the urge to work towards something significant, that's the sun lighting up your mind. Sun's placement effects. In the fifth house, you're often thinking about leadership, creativity, and ways to stand out. It amplifies your desire for self-expression. In the ninth house, your mind wanders toward big picture ideas, philosophy, and perhaps spiritual concepts. You're drawn to explore and question. In the 12th house, your thoughts may turn inward. This placement pulls you toward introspection and possibly even spiritual or subconscious exploration. Her 4, aspects and conjunctions, shaping specific thought themes. When planets influence your fifth house, fifth lord, or sun, they add layers to what you're thinking about. Jupiter's influence makes your thoughts optimistic, broad-minded, and often philosophical. Mercury's influence sharpens your analytical abilities, making you focused on communication and intellectual agility. Saturn's influence adds seriousness and sometimes skepticism, making you think practically and with discipline. Mars's influence intensifies passion and drive, but can bring impulsive or assertive thinking if not balanced. 5. Combining these influences for your mental blueprint. By considering the unique blend of your fifth house, fifth lord, and sun's positions, I can get a sense of your main mental themes. Here are a few examples to show how these play out. If you have a powerful sun and a fifth lord in your 10th house, your mind is likely focused on ambition and creativity in your career. If your sun and fifth lord are in water signs or in the 12th and 8th houses, your thoughts might often be introspective or focused on deeper, transformative subjects, such as psychology or even the occult. Nakshatra influence on thought process in the fifth house. Now, let me examine the placement of different planets in each one of the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology within the fifth house, and let's see how that plays out in your thought process. Each nakshatra brings its unique flavor to your mind's landscape, and the planetary placements within these nakshatras can further refine and add depth to what you think about and how you process the world around you. Thought patterns of Rohini Nakshatra. For all ascendants, Rohini Nakshatra, located in Taurus and ruled by the moon, is known for its nurturing, creative, and sensual energy. Symbolized by a chariot, Rohini represents growth, fertility, and the ability to attract beauty and abundance. People influenced by Rohini often seek stability, harmony, and fulfillment in all aspects of life, with a strong pull toward creating, protecting, and nurturing what they value. Here's how the fifth lord in Rohini Nakshatra shapes your thought patterns based on your ascendant and house placement. Aries ascendant, sun as the fifth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, second house. With the sun as the fifth lord in your second house, Rohini's influence brings a focus on family, wealth, and values. Your thoughts are often centered on how to create stability and abundance in your life, driven by a desire to nurture and protect your family and resources. You're likely to think about ways to enhance your self-worth and establish a secure foundation, often considering how your creative or intellectual pursuits can contribute to long-term prosperity and comfort. Hashtag Taurus ascendant. Mercury as the fifth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, first house. With Mercury in the first house, Rohini brings a nurturing, harmonious influence to your thoughts about self-expression and communication. Your mind is focused on conveying ideas with charm and creativity, often thinking about how to present yourself in a way that attracts positivity and growth. Rohini's influence encourages you to use your words and intellect to foster harmony, and you're likely to reflect on how you can communicate with kindness, diplomacy, and grace. Gemini ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, 12th house. As the fifth lord in the 12th house, Venus in Rohini guides your thoughts toward creativity, spirituality, and introspection. You may find yourself thinking about how to bring beauty and peace into your inner world, often drawn to exploring artistic or spiritual pursuits in solitude. Rohini's nurturing qualities encourage you to create a sanctuary within yourself, focusing on personal growth, healing, and self-care as a foundation for deeper fulfillment and connection. Cancer ascendant, moon as the fifth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, 11th house. With the moon as your fifth lord in the 11th house, Rohini's nurturing and creative energy shapes your thoughts around friendships, social networks, and goals. You're likely focused on building supportive relationships that bring mutual happiness and fulfillment. Rohini's influence makes you think about how to create a harmonious, loving environment within your social circles, often reflecting on how you can nurture and support others while also pursuing your own dreams. Leo ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, 10th house. Jupiter in the 10th house under Rohini's influence brings thoughts centered around career, growth, and public life. You're likely to think about how to build a lasting, positive legacy through your work, driven by a desire to bring abundance and positivity to your professional environment. Rohini encourages you to focus on nurturing and growing your career, contemplating how to foster success in a way that aligns with your values and sense of purpose. Virgo ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, 9th house. With Saturn in the 9th house, Rohini's energy guides your thoughts toward higher knowledge, discipline, and ethical responsibility. You're likely to think about how to bring stability and growth to your beliefs, philosophy, or spiritual practices. Rohini's nurturing influence encourages you to seek knowledge that feels fulfilling and rooted in tradition, often pondering how to cultivate wisdom in a steady, structured manner that brings joy and inner peace. Libra ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, 8th house. With Saturn in the 8th house, Rohini's influence brings a focus on transformation, shared resources, and stability in times of change. You're likely thinking about how to nurture and protect what's important in the face of life's deeper challenges. Rohini's nurturing qualities encourage you to approach transformation with care, often contemplating how to bring stability and resilience to areas of life that may be uncertain, with a focus on creating a secure foundation amidst change. Scorpio ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, 7th house. With Jupiter in the 7th house, Rohini's influence makes your thoughts centered on relationships, partnerships, and mutual growth. You may often think about how to build strong, nurturing connections that bring joy, harmony, and shared purpose. Rohini's energy encourages you to approach relationships with generosity and warmth, reflecting on how you can support your partners in ways that promote collective happiness and lasting harmony. Sagittarius Ascendant. Mars as the fifth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, sixth house. With Mars in the sixth house, Rohini's influence channels your thoughts toward health, service, and daily routines. You're likely thinking about how to create balance and stability in your daily life with a focus on nurturing well-being and fostering a harmonious work environment. Rohini's energy encourages you to approach tasks with patience and dedication, reflecting on how you can support others through thoughtful, kind actions that bring comfort and support. Capricorn Ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, fifth house. With Venus in the fifth house, Rohini's nurturing and creative energy shapes your thoughts around self-expression, romance, and creativity. You're likely focused on creating beauty and harmony in your life, especially through artistic or romantic pursuits. Rohini's influence makes you think about how to use your creativity to cultivate happiness, and you may often consider how to share love and beauty with others in meaningful, fulfilling ways. Aquarius Ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, fourth house. With Mercury in the fourth house, Rohini brings a nurturing influence to your thoughts on family, home, and emotional stability. Your mind is likely focused on creating a peaceful, harmonious home environment and fostering strong family bonds. Rohini's energy encourages you to communicate with warmth and empathy, often contemplating how to support and nurture loved ones in ways that bring comfort and security. Pisces Ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, third house. With the moon in the third house, Rohini's influence shapes your thoughts on communication, learning, and relationships with siblings or close friends. You're likely thinking about how to create a nurturing, supportive environment in your daily interactions, using your words and ideas to bring comfort and positivity to those around you. Rohini's energy encourages you to share knowledge and engage in conversations that uplift, nurture, and foster emotional connections with those you encounter. These insights highlight how Rohini Nakshatra's themes of nurturing, creativity, and stability influence your thought patterns based on your specific fifth lord placement. Each placement under Rohini's energy emphasizes the importance of growth, abundance, and fulfillment in your intellectual pursuits, self-expression, and relationships.